Most of the teachers at Washington State's first charter school were not certified when classes began last year. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, that is one of many problems state auditors found with the management of First Place Scholars Charter School in Seattle.
Auditors found that the lack of credentialed teachers and overestimated student enrollment meant the school was overpaid by more than $200,000 of public funds. Acting State Auditor Jan Judy says the school's leaders were unprepared to change it from a private school to a publicly funded institution. Judy says there were a lot of bookkeeping problems, including keeping the school's nonprofit arm separate from its school.
Definitely sloppiness. I think they didn't know how to put controls in place. I think they didn't know a lot of the laws and rules. They had a big learning curve that probably would be good for somebody to step in and help.
Auditors found that as of April, the school had enough cash on hand to operate for just 9 days, and that as the school's cash reserves dwindled, it cut back services to students. The state auditor's office examined First Place Scholars' books at the request of the State Charter School Commission. The commission had encountered numerous governance issues at the charter school, including a lack of special education services. Officials at First Place told the auditor's office that they have strengthened their processes to improve compliance and record keeping. School leader Linda Whitehead told KUOW that this school year is off to a smooth start at First Place, but the future of all charter schools in Washington is uncertain after the state Supreme Court ruled earlier this month that charters are unconstitutional. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson and the State Charter Schools Association both plan to file motions for reconsideration. The court has extended the deadline for those motions to October 23rd. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.